Episode 741, Truth Spoken in Love.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Can you believe it? It is Friday. Yes, it is. And you made it. And you know what? I want you to take a breather for a moment because you deserve to know how much you are loved. I love you from the bottom of my heart. You warm my spirit every single time. And guess what? You showed up today because you know that you are going to impact the world around you. And you know, in order to do that, you need to take care of yourself. Today is Confession Day, and we are talking about truth spoken in love. It's going to be an awesome conversation, so I cannot wait for us to get into it. But before we do, we've got to say hello to all of our brand new family members. If you've just arrived on my doorstep, or maybe you've been listening only to a couple episodes, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to finding your simple in every day. We live a very complex life, don't we? I call it complexity, yes, and we need to bring it into simplicity. We need to tone our lives down sometimes. We need to understand that we don't have to do it all the time, that we are better together. And you can begin to create your now by taking one step at a time, which will lead you to miles of greatness. Where are you in your walk today? Truth spoken in love. You know, with Confession Day, it always comes from my children. That's what I love about confessions. They teach me a lot. In fact, I had on my Facebook, my personal Facebook page, you know how they bring up those memory things and they just pop up to you? And they're kind of fun. Sometimes I'm like, I didn't want to remember that, but they pop up anyway. Well, this one was a great memory. It was when we went to Disney World, and the children were much littler than what they are now. And we had five of them, and I believe it shows Pooh Bear there. And they were all standing there, and they were being hugged by him. And you know, it was dinner or brunch or whatever it was with the characters. And if you've ever been to Disney World or Disneyland, you know you try to have that special time with the characters. And I just love that. And it came up and it made me stop in my tracks going, you know what? Those are my teachers. They stretch me every single day. They teach me patience. And they also know how to have truth spoken in love. And it's something that I think we begin to take for granted as adults. Quite frankly, we think we know it all. We think we've got it all figured out. Well, I can tell you now in my experience, I don't have it all figured out. I would like to think I do. I've endured a lot of trials and tribulations. I've had many challenges, but I've also had amazing celebrations, amazing blessings and opportunities. And then I've had, just kind of getting by, doing the same old, just getting with the, you know, doing the responsibilities, going to that job. Even if I didn't like that job, I did it because it helped to pay the bills. But somehow I found joy. Somehow I found a way of living and surviving and going beyond myself. Truth spoken in love. So here on Confession Time, yes, the kids got me a little bit raw. So let me ask you this question. Have you ever had that conversation that's intense and gets really heated, where I'm talking about like it's beyond the point of gentleness? You become at war with words. You know, we need to learn how to have truth spoken in love. And it's especially essential with children. And so this is how the conversation began. The kids came up to me and, you know, I have all ages. I've got two in college right now, and technically I have three in college because my middle one, number three, Ashley, she is taking college courses, but she's also in high school. And so I have very bright minds, and then I have my little Einstein, and then I have my middle schooler. And so I've got a very diverse group. And in our family, I want my children to be vocal. I homeschooled them for many years. I taught them myself. They've been in private schools, and they've also been in traditional public schools. They've experienced all spectrums when it comes to education. Now, in my opinion, that is very good because they can look at things with a very open mind. And when we talk to them, my husband and I, and we have conversations, and we can get into some heated topics, some of which they don't quite get the magnitude of the topic that we might be talking about. We talk about worldly things. We'll see something on the news or something will come up in their social media feed. And they'll be like, Mom, and they start this conversation. Well, it happened. You see, today we're celebrating here in the United States our 45th president, President Donald J. Trump, and the first family, along with Vice President Mike Pence and his family. Now, some, if you're in the U.S., may be saying it's not a celebration, and others may say, I have been waiting for this day. And if you're in another country, you may be saying, I don't know, really, I don't care. Maybe it's a circus from afar. We all have our opinions. This is not political here, but it's to show you that in our family, we talk very openly about things. And I want my children to understand that we're going to have differences of opinions, and that's okay. I can agree to disagree with you, but I also know that you need to be heard as much as I need to be heard. You see, we are all uniquely made. There's only one of you, which means probably you're the only one who's experienced exactly what you've experienced, and this way your perspective is only going to be the way you see it because it's your life. It's unique to you. I can remember growing up in high school, and they had the debate team. I was never on the debate team. I probably would have loved it. But what we did have is we had this class, and I don't even remember what the name of the class was, but I loved it so much, you would have thought I would have become an attorney. But we actually had a mock trial. And we had, you know, they played the different parts and we had this story and we had to go and figure it out. And we didn't know how it was going to become. We had the jury and we had to, you know, bring on the jury and we had the judge. It was awesome. But in looking back at that, I'm like, you know what? We need to look at how truth is spoken in love. That it's not about necessarily being right or wrong, but understanding the perspective, understanding the experiences. So back to the kitchen table. My children were asking me, you know, Mom, I don't get it. At school, you know, we're talking about the election and all of this. This was, of course, before he was inaugurated today, President Donald J. Trump. And they were like, you know, I don't get it because they'll sit here and they'll say that they want this person or that person and they won't even listen to me. Or if I tell them, yeah, I kind of like this person, they're like, oh, well, you shouldn't like him. And they just blow them away with these words of war. I mean, they're rude. They're condescending. They're like, well, you don't know what you're talking about. Can you relate to any of this? Maybe you can relate to some social media rants where you've gotten on there yourself and you've gone off on somebody or something. Now, sometimes we need to do that because sometimes there is truly a right or wrong. I'm not talking about politics here. I'm not talking about whether or not you should be a vegan or whether you should eat meat. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how we hurt each other as human beings. Truth spoken in love. You can take a person who has lived their whole life in a small town, has never moved around. Their perspective is going to be totally different than someone who has lived and traveled the world, has always moved around, has been immersed in cultures, different cultures, to the point of they were a minority when actually they're part of the majority. Everybody's different. The perspectives, the experiences, the influences, how one is raised, the type of language that we speak in the home, the schools we go to, the activities that we attend. Do we go to church or do we not go to church? Is there religion involved at all? This is what makes you, you. Uniquely you. So, man, I got a question for you. I'm going to challenge you on this one. How do you speak truth? How do you speak truth to your family? to your husband? Do you have that conversation with your husband where you just lash out at him? And you're like, I can't believe you did that. You should know better by now. I mean, come on, we've been married for 15 years. Is that the conversation, how it goes? I can remember back that I'm sure I had multiple conversations like that with my husband. Truth spoken in love. Was that love? That wasn't love. What about your children? Fred Astaire has a quote. He says, the hardest job kids face today is learning good manners without seeing any. We could learn a lot from Mr. Astaire and the dancer, the creative mind that he was. You see, we are role models. I don't care if your children are living in the home, out of the home, you don't have any children. Your neighbors are watching you. You go to the grocery store, you're being watched. You are a walking, living legacy role model. Are you living the life that you want somebody else to see? How do you speak truth? How do you speak truth in the workplace? How do you speak truth to your customers? When a customer comes up with a complaint, you sit there and badger them and say, oh no, we're never wrong. You've got this totally wrong. Or do you say, I understand where you're coming from? How does your corporation handle it? What about in the church? The church can be very dicey. That's why a lot of people, when they come into the church, they're brand new Christians. They come and they're visiting a church and they hear kind of like this backbiting, fighting, and gossiping. And they're like, I thought we were supposed to have like this agape love, this love of like no judgment. It's unconditional the way Christ loves us. How do you speak truth? How do you speak truth when you're driving? You know, road rage is really big now. What, just because you exist means you're right? I know this is a touchy subject. But when I'm sitting around the table and I'm having my conversations in our family room and my kids are saying, Mom, I don't get it. Why do people not understand that we may have different opinions? We may see things differently. I can remember back early in our marriage. And I think at that time, I don't know, it probably was when he was still in school. I may or may not have had, you know, we may not have had a child yet. But it was all about the dishes. And he would do the dishes for me as much as I appreciated it. But he would load the dishwasher and he wouldn't do it the same as me. And so then he would have dishes either extra or left over that if he would have done it my way, all of it would have fit in. Can you relate to that? And I would actually get upset with him. Why? He did the dishes. There's not one way to do the dishes. I don't care if you're washing them by hand or loading them in the dishwasher or if you're just laying them out. There's more than one way. How do you speak truth? Do you come across as the one and only one? Or are you quiet and more reserved and fearful to say anything? Well, I'm not fearful to say anything. I try to say things nicely, but way back when, I can remember being challenged by how big of a mouth I have. And in order to prove it, I took my fist and balled it up, yes, and I fit it in my mouth. Yes, I have a very big mouth. Now, I won't try it now because you know what? I am fearful that I'm older and it may get stuck and then I'll be frozen like that, right? That's what we tell our kids. Well, if you look that way, you're going to freeze that way and you're not going to look good when you grow up, okay? I don't want to be walking around with a fist stuck in my mouth. But you see, when I'm sitting there attacking people personally, my husband, my children, I might as well have a fist in my mouth. How do you speak truth? You know, we talk about the social media rants and how people get on and they just kind of spew their guts. And it's like, yeah, there's a time and a place to do that. But can we do it respectfully? Maybe when the girlfriends gather around and they begin bashing their boyfriends or their husbands. And it's like, oh my gosh. Is that being respectful of your husband? You may not agree with what's going on, but do you have to have a war of words? Truth spoken in love. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. How are you walking in truth? Are you attacking? Are you one who is kind of getting on that political rant and saying, I don't agree or I do agree, and everybody's mad at each other? Instead of stopping and listening, you know, kids have a way of stretching you more than what you even want to be stretched. And in our conversations, not just the ones that are political, we have lots of conversations. And I love that because my kids come to me. And I think that's important. I have other kids come to me that they want to ask. They feel safe because they know I'm not going to jump down their throat completely. Now, does that mean I agree with every single thing that they say? Of course not. I am a grown up. And sometimes, yes, I do pull the mom card. I'm mom and I'm right. That's okay, because sometimes you just can't explain everything, or they're not at the point of getting it. So yeah, you got it. You know, mom does trump things. But in this regard, in living out our life and being able to work together and come together as a family unit, as a unit in the workforce, as a unit when you're at church, as a nation, as a country, as the world, as sisters in Christ. Truth spoken in love needs to reign greater than war on words. We can't have this negativity going back and forth. That doesn't mean that we have to agree with everyone, because you're not going to agree. In fact, you may agree with 75% of what I say, but 25% you're like, oh, Christiane, I got another thing coming for you. And that's okay. I love you right where you are, because you have something that I don't have. And that doesn't mean we have to have all the same point of views. That's what makes the world go round. But we have to understand this. The KISS, the keep it simple strategy, speak truth in love. Stop the attacks. Stop the war on words. Stop trying to always be right. Stop putting your fist in your mouth and seeing and trying to prove how big of a mouth you really have. It's not ladylike. And if I saw a man do it, I might just gag, because I don't think men's mouths can, I mean, I don't think so. I don't think their fists can go in their mouth, because I think their fists are much bigger than their mouths. I'm just saying, I don't know. I have not asked my husband to do that, but I'm just thinking about it. I don't think that would work. So where are you? Speak truth in love. How are you going to do this with your family? Now, in episode 727, I'll reference this in the show notes, and it's a confession one that was titled, If What You Say Is True. And there we talk about the flow of truth, the mouth, the mind, and the heart. What are you saying? How are you saying it? And why are you saying it? Go back and listen to that if you haven't already heard it. Go back and review what I'm talking about there when I'm talking about the flow of truth, because you got to speak truth in love. And it's the agape love that's forgiving, that gives grace, that understands one another. Today, as we celebrate maybe a very controversial election in the United States of America here, and welcoming in our brand new president, Donald J. Trump, whether you're celebrating or not, we still need to speak truth in love. It's not about right or wrong. It's not about how high you can jump or how low you can go. It's about speaking truth in love. How are you going to handle that in your family? How are you handling that in your marriage? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you are off the charts, not handling it well, and 1, you're trying, you know, you're pretty good at it. Yeah, I'm going to give you the low score for being good. Be honest with yourself. We are talking about confession day, right? Truth. Speak truth in love. This is a hard thing for us to comprehend, one that is definitely not talked about very often. And we've got to understand that if we want to grow as a community, we have to first grow individually. You have to handle what you can control. Speak truth in love. If you want to have a chat with me and you're like, Christiane, man, I can fit my fist in my mouth and I can so relate to that. I speak out of anger and rage more than I do out of love. I need help. Click on the link, take AIM. Okay, that's a discovery call with me. It's a free coaching call. 20 minutes with me. I will help you. When you click on that link, it's going to bring you up to a form. All you do is enter your information. That just gives me some background, and that will begin our conversation where actually you and I can get on the phone and chat where you're at, where I can be specific in your situation. And I can hopefully speak truth in love to you. It's not easy growing up. It's not easy when you're growing up. But you know what? You can live a beautiful life filled with joy. You can go out and create your now as long as you speak truth in love. I love you. So go out and make it an incredible weekend. Take some chill time out. Yes. Take off those shoes. If it's warm, maybe take a walk. We're supposed to be heating up. So I think I am going to head outside myself. And regardless, yes, we do welcome our brand new president and vice president into office. And if nothing else, be prayerful of them. And in your own country, as you are changing, whether you're a democracy or not, whether you have a dictatorship, wherever my voice is being heard around the world, we all need to be praying for our leaders. They need our prayers. That's how we speak truth in love. So go out and make it an incredible day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.